One very interesting argument that has been put forward that I think does is quite interesting and does have some credibility with regard to timing, and that has to do with tariffs. Europe, at mid-century, had largely adopted a liberal notion of international trade. It was a period of expanding free trade that corresponded with this great period of sustained economic growth in the 1850s and 1860s. But in the 1870s, and especially after the great turndown in production in 1873, the beginning of a European-wide recession, one begins to see a move away from the policies of free trade and the introduction of tariffs. It had begun first in Russia, but would be followed at the end of the 1870s by Germany, by France. So in the early 1880s, the only major European colonial power that was still pursuing a policy of free trade was Great Britain. It was, one could argue, and this has been argued by a number, particularly of British historians, that it was this growing fear in the 1880s as the major European states moved away from a policy of free trade to one of protectionism at home. It was a fear that if those European powers were to extend that protectionism, the walls, the trade barriers, the walls of protectionism at home to areas where they had colonial interests, then a very dangerous situation might exist after all. A situation in which not only would France have tariff barriers around the metropolitan, around metropolitan France, but its colonies as well. Then the access to raw materials, the access to investment possibilities, the access to trade would all be impaired. British policy in this period would be consistently one of maintaining a desire for free field and no favor, as the British put it. Free field and no favor. That is, that all of the European powers should pursue a policy of free trade and in their areas where they have colonial interests as well. The upshot of this, however, was, of the new trade barriers, was a worst-case scenario. Worst-case scenarios almost always carry the day, I think, when one is talking about either military strategy or economic strategies. And here, the various European powers clearly become concerned that their competitors are going to close off areas where they have special economic interests in Africa and elsewhere. So the beginning of the new protectionism in the late 1870s would have played a significant role, so the argument goes. There's also another factor that should be raised, and this is, of course, related to the issue of mass politics. Nationalism and a need for political legitimation has also been raised as a major motivation behind this new wave of European imperialism. This argument would tend to be most credible, presumably, for France. Certainly, Jules Ferry, after 1871, was quite explicit about this, that the new French government, the Third Republic, as it came to be known, was in need of some sort of legitimation at home. Having lost ignominiously this war with Germany in 1870-71, having seen the Second Empire collapse, having lost the provinces of Alsace-Lorraine, this new Third Republic needed some way to assert itself in the international area to gain some sort of credibility and legitimacy at home. It could not do this on the European continent. The German position was too strong, and as a consequence, the Third Republic looked for and found opportunities to assert itself and assert itself very forcefully in Africa and in Asia. In this, I might add, the French were actively encouraged by Bismarck, who was delighted to see French ambitions channeled outside of Europe.